Yosef gives the brothers a hard time when he bumps into them. And of course, it's obvious to many that the reason he's doing this is it's retribution. He has waited all these years for the opportunity to say to his brothers, I was right and you were wrong. And look, my dreams were true. Of course, that doesn't really leave us with the most settling of feelings, given the fact that Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. So an alternative shot is that Yosef was trying to set the brothers up for tshuva. But that also kind of leaves us a little bit unsettled in the sense that, is he God? Does he have the right to punish the brothers? And even if he has the right to punish the brothers, does he have the right to punish his father? What has his father done in all of this? But on top of that, I think where we struggle even more is, why does he put the money in his brother's sack? Why is it that the brothers have to suffer even more and feel that, oh my goodness, look, the money just showed up? What a terrifying feeling. And how is it that Levi specifically is the one that finds it first? So a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that Levi's money was put specifically on top. And it was done so that Levi, when he would open it up in the hotel the first night to take a little bit of food for his animals and himself, would feel it more. And Levi deserved it because Levi had teamed up with Shimon to sell Yosef. And just like Shimon had been placed in jail, Levi gets his due by having the money put in his bag. An alternative possibility is that he knew that Shimon and Levi were very close to each other, and it would be the responsibility of Levi to feed Shimon's animals. And he would take it from his bag, why open two bags? So the money was a little bit deeper, but all the other brothers, they hadn't pulled out their money. They hadn't pulled out the food far enough to get down to the money, whereas Levi had taken a double dip, and therefore he found his brother's money as well. All possibilities, but again, doesn't really answer the question, why does he specifically put the money in their bags? So I heard a beautiful answer from Rabbi Yonathan Grossman. Rabbi Grossman suggests the following. He says, you have to understand that the brothers, when they sold Yosef, were kind of making a very big statement. And that statement was, you could buy your way out of anything. If something goes wrong, you just have to pay money, and you could buy your way out of it. We don't like Yosef. We'll sell him. We'll get rid of him. Money, akesef yanes akol. Money answers everything. The answer that Yosef gives them by returning the money is, money cannot buy you out of every situation. You thought that that was true, but look, alas, you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation once more, and the money is returned to you. Why? Because money can't answer anything. Money is a great tool. It helps, but money is a tool. It's not a means to an end. That was a message that Yosef wanted his brothers to hear loud and clear. Have a good day.